Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
TNTRadioEmpire.com. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Unplanned call with John Morgan today to brag about getting laid with his wife this morning. So that was fun.
We think it was his wife.
Tearing up on the porch.
He didn't specifically.
Because no, she was at the cop station.
It's round two at the police station.
It was his wife, right? And the planned conversation with Chris Porter didn't happen again. All right. Our live show is up on the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast platform, whatever you do that, it's there. So check it out. The Todd and Tyler live show on Friday night. We had a great time. I want to thank the Admiral, all the staff there, and the staff here at the station. So pretty nice. We had a good time, and all the comedians helped out. You know, it went more seamless than I thought it would, and that's because I put that together too. Him and Jim put down the schedule. That helped a lot. You know,
it's crazy what planning ahead does.
Even Todd can follow the schedule.
It's the end. When you actually plan ahead for something like what you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not generally what we do around here.
No, not at all. That live show is more planned, goes into that than like 30 years of radio shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, probably about the same.
Probably about the same, right.
Time for regular shows.
Well, we really buckled down and decided, what are we going to actually talk about? Seven, 8 hours ahead of the time? Well, you wanted to be fresh.
We were actually, in the beginning, we were reading off some of the responses. We say shift, the crowd yells shift, phenomenon. They all did it. They did all those things. And you said your daughter turned to somebody and said, because that's right in the beginning. If you don't know the show at all, you don't know what is going on.
She was sitting next to Colleen and turned to Colleen. She's like, people listen to this? She's like,
yeah. We're to say one word and the crowd is chanting stuff back. Right. That means nothing unless you listen to the show. Shift, shift.
Yeah.
It's phenomenon.
Kind of an inside joke.
Yeah. An inside joke that they were all in on, and a lot of listeners that weren't there.
Oh, they're all part of the club.
Yeah. That's one thing I love about the live show is, like, you know, we run into people around town, but just having a lot of times it's just the four of us in this room. It's cool to see it all, that many people under one roof that are all into it.
A lot of love in that room.
Yeah.
For the stupid dick joke show, you know, but thank you for listening to us. Appreciate that.
Oh, speaking of dick jokes, Chris says, can you tell one less dick joke today?
Oh, yeah.
And one less fart joke.
I don't know about that. They're scheduled. Yeah.
My brother Joe from Des Moines, a happy birthday. He loves you guys. And I thought, what could be a better gift than Todd and Tyler wishing him a happy birthday? I don't have a last name.
Joe from Des Moines.
There can't be that many Joes in Des Moines.
No.
There's probably, you swing a bat, you hit five of them, I'm sure.
So Joe, who has a sister named Christy. Oh, okay. She also signed a Jim Sucks. So she's
great. Yeah, but I don't think she's Jim Sucks, though. She just said Jim Sucks, you know.
Long-time listener and a female listener, so she's cool.
And the crowd did yell, they did chant Jim Sucks, didn't they?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. I think Puss is on the phone.
We got somebody checking in.
You made a smile.
No, it's not that call. No. 9.5-toed Luke.
Oh, cool.
Hold on. Here we go. There we go.
I got it. Morning, bud.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey. What's up?
Luke had a T-shirt on, which I didn't really see when I was flipping you off from the crowd from the stage there, Luke. I didn't really get a chance to see your shirt until I saw it on the photo, you standing next to Nick's mom, and you said, what's your shirt say again?
It said, I just came to the show to see Nick's mom.
What a great shirt.
So here's the funny part about this, y'all. Me and my main chick.
That's what she likes to be called.
Me and my main chick, we were standing in line to get something to drink.
Right.
Well, right next to us in the other line was Nick's mom, his sister, and some new dude, I guess, whatever.
He's her main dude.
Yeah, her main dude.
Right,
yeah.
Whatever. So I'm standing in line, not really paying attention, and my woman is kind of looking over at them because they're staring at me. At this point, we didn't know who was who, right?
Yeah.
So sister finally came over and was like, I really love this shirt. Are you Luke by chance? Man, it just went on from there. It was just the best from that point on because I was taken aback just by having Nick's mom really right there next to me at this point and started thinking about all the great things I like to do with her.
But you're not used to seeing her with the lights on.
Yeah. And you've been saying it for years. You've been saying it for years on the show too, man.
We were talking
and
about
that's what it was. Yeah. I was just really shocked to actually have her, you know, physically right there.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about how many single-use T-shirts you must have. I mean, like, will you wear that T-shirt out somewhere else? Or is that
if Nick has a show somewhere else, I will.
is that a one and
I'm gonna like
shirt?
Stalk Nick out of town somewhere and just pop up at his show with that shirt on.
It would be funny if
there is a lot of one and dones. There is a lot of one and done shirts, but you know what? It's the memories that are involved with them.
What was the one?
Do you get rid of them, or do they continue to sit in the closet?
That's my collection. Okay. I probably got about 40 T-shirts, and not all of them are one and dones. Most of them I can wear again, and you know. But
what was the one? Is it one and done? Is the one I'm posing with you years ago at that bar? What was that one you said? And there's an arrow. There's a finger pointing
with the
at
finger. Yeah, yeah, and it said this guy takes it in the ass.
And by the way, I didn't know he had the shirt on, and I'm just smiling. And there's his shirt's pointing at me. Said this guy takes it.
Luke wears a lot of T-shirts that we couldn't even mention on the air.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
right.
He's very brave when it comes to that.
I love the fact that the sister asked, "Are you Luke?" It'd be funny if you said, "No, another big black dude over there with a different shirt on."
And that was the whole thing. And Nick, I got to tell you, your sister better watch out too, bro. Might just decide to make it a family affair. Be nice, Nick. Be really nice.
She might get her own T-shirt.
That is funny, man. That is funny, man. Yeah, the picture's out there of Nick and Nick's mom and Luke with Luke's shirt on.
I've got it on all my social media.
It's all over there. Check it out. It's funny as hell, man.
Actually, I had to repost that because the first time I put it up, for some reason, you're tall. It cut off your head in the initial post.
Yeah.
There's never a loss of this big ass head that I got on my shoulder, so don't worry about that. But good thing I got a big body, so it's proportionate. Tyler can't say the same thing. Guys, I did. I really had a great time at the show. I mean, I've been listening to y'all since 99 when I got back from the military, and never a dull moment since then. So, you know, you guys keep on doing what you're doing. Big P, thanks for hooking everything up for me to get in there Friday. I appreciate you as always. Nick, man, I just, it was just a memorable night, Nick. I got to tell you that.
Well, you got to see the mom. I love that.
What
the
about
mom
the next
her,
morning?
Yeah, right. The mom had the guy she was dating there thinking, what's this guy's got a shirt on? Who's she next month?
And then their seats was right behind us, which made it even better.
That's right.
I was with your mom all night, Nate. Once again, I was with your mom all night.
And your sister better watch it, he said.
Yeah.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
Very polite person, yeah.
Fellas, y'all have a good one.
All right, later, man. Thanks, kid, pal.
I saw you on the phone again there, Push. Who was that?
No, that was nothing. That was, that was not that call either.
All right. All right. Yeah, if you want to see that shirt, big yellow shirt written, readable script, basically. I'm only
he stood out. Going with yellow was a bold move.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know? Yes. Yeah. Worked pretty well.
Yeah, he's not a shy guy.
No. I love they're in line to get booze. She's looking over at that. It'd be funny. Are you Luke? No, I'm another big black guy who likes to hang out with your mom.
With 9.5 toes. Yeah.
You know her main dude felt real inadequate.
Yeah, I was just thinking, what's going on here? This is weird. He seemed, I met him, nice guy.
Yeah,
he's
a good sport. He didn't deserve any of that.
Good sport. Oh, your sister got to say your dad's name. Deadpool name, too. She nailed that. That crowd dug it, too.
She was nervous about that. I'm like, it's four words.
Yep.
We're fine.
Yeah. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.